Hey, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Rami, and you're listening to What the Health. Picture this. It's been a week since the breakup. You loved them deeply and thought they were the one. But then you ended up realizing that you've just been living in a fantasy. Your friends called, ask you, hang out. But you refuse. Why? Well, obviously, your reason is that you've just broken up and you feel depressed.
But wait a minute. Is that really depression?
Of course not.
All right, so what actually is depression?
Well, to start, let's think. Why is it so problematic to use the word depression so willingly in conversations?
Well, the one thing I can tell you for sure is that it's an illness.
I expected a little bit of a longer explanation.
There's just a lot of uncertainty around depression because it looks so different across the board. Like, there are, of course, some obvious symptoms like losing interest in things you used to like, fatigue, changes in appetite, and in the worst of cases, it can even lead to suicidal thoughts.
Super true. And devastating. So globally, depression is actually one of the leading causes of illness and disability among adolescents. And suicide is the third leading cause of death in 15 to 19-year-old people.
Exactly. And it's hard to diagnose because there are so many different symptoms. And sometimes you can have one thing and other times there are others that can have completely the opposite.
Yeah. And you know, it just feels like we're calling many different things with the same name. You know, sad, depressed, down, upset. I don't know. What actually makes depression diagnosable?
A common characteristic to be able to call it depression is its duration. In fact, just to use as a threshold, psychologists usually say that depression is a feeling of sadness that lingers for more than 2 weeks. But that's just it. It's only a threshold. It can last much longer. There's no time limit when it comes to depression. It can come and go, or it can stay with you. And either way, if left untreated, it can lead to other problems.
Yeah. And, you know, I keep reading that the amount of people affected is actually huge, especially with the pandemic, you know, throwing a wrench in everyone's life. So depression affects about 264 million people in the world.
It's wild. But the question still remains, what causes depression?
Well, I'm reading and it seems that we're not too sure.
Come on. I mean, it's not like we discovered this yesterday. We must know something about it.
Well, what do you expect, right? Until just a few years ago, it was taboo to even talk about it. And people played it off like it didn't even exist. You know, even in treatment, sometimes people were, oh, come on, just don't feel bad already. As if, boof, magic, you know, the other person is going to feel better. But we do know one thing for sure about the causes, and that it's, you know, depression is a multifaceted etiology.
A what?
Okay. Basically, fancy word, you know, fancy scientific word to say it has a lot of different causes. So, for example, you know, adverse happenings in your life, stress, being unemployed, loneliness, being in an abusive relationship, all these different things can contribute to having a depressive episode. But it also includes other biological factors like chemical imbalances in the brain or you know, even genetics. It's a bit of everything, but there's no one thing set in stone.
How is it that we know so much yet so little at the same time?
You know, I think you're really going to love the next part of this episode because I was thinking of speaking about who can be affected by depression. And the bottom line is anybody.
All right, let's get into it. I'm ready. So depression can actually affect anyone, any age. And the average age is actually 32, but that means nothing, to be honest. Like we said before, it just looks so different in so many different people. You can have it when you're much younger and much older. And actually, most mental health illnesses develop by the time we're 14. Also, it affects women twice as much as men. And that's not even the only discrimination in mental health.
Yes. Access to healthcare is also super unequal. So in low and middle income countries, the services for treating depression are, let's just say, completely underdeveloped. Around 76% and 85% respectively of those people don't have access to the treatments they need.
85%? So pretty much nobody has access?
Yeah, and you can pretty much think, you know, who are these 15% who have access? But, you know, that's pretty much the cliff notes.
Oh no, that's awful. Is there anybody that's going to fix this?
Well, globally, there's a greater awareness about depression. But let's just say that COVID-19 definitely did not come at a great time. Higher unemployment, stress, fear of getting infected, and so on. It's just an all-around bad time for mental health.
Yeah, and in general, it's difficult to handle all those emotions. Let's not forget that mental health is just as, or in my opinion, even more important than physical health. It's important to open up these spaces for your friends and family if you feel the need to, and above all, when you're ready. By the way, Rami, you know I'm 100% here for you, right?
Girl, you too! I haven't even asked you in a while. How are things? How are you feeling?
Thanks for asking. You know, normally I would say fine because, you know, that's like the go-to phrase. But in all honesty, it's just been a rough couple of weeks and I'm not okay. But, you know, as the saying goes, it's okay to not be okay.
It's 100% okay to not be okay.
Yes, but I'm very grateful to have spaces like this podcast to talk about these kinds of things, though. And remember that you, the listener, have us on social media. We are everywhere, but mainly on Instagram at Gens for Health.
And if you want to write more, then hey, you know our Gmail, generationsforhealth@gmail.com.
And before leaving, remember that you have that follow button right there. Just hit it and you won't miss anything from the podcast. And if there's a share button, hit it also and send it to your friends. Anything else you want to say, Rami?
No. Only that next week, more and better. So miss it, not. See you. Bye. And remember, stay safe.
And stay healthy.